I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow. It's Monday morning and tempers are rising. You're drinking Red Bull.
Yep.
You've had a burger. Did you have a burger? You're on Ramlosa.
Yeah.
We don't normally get up this early, but we thought we'd pop this one out. A lot of football to talk about. Let's get straight into it. FA Cup.
It was! It was FA Cup indeed, and the big, big result, of course.
Huddersfield nil, Man City nil, yeah. Lincoln beating Burnley.
Yeah.
Amazing result.
First time in 103 years a non-league team has reached the quarterfinal.
Yeah, and the goal was just... I don't know if you've seen the goal. It came from a corner. He's like half a yard out in front of his fans.
Yeah.
And he just... He like heads it as though if there was a head there, he'd kill the head.
Yeah.
Kill the head or kill the person.
But those were the two best players as well, the centre half. So they passed each other for that goal. Ragged scoring that.
Yeah.
Past the 10 minutes before that, Burnley's just been, you know, we don't want to replay. Let's win this. We're so close. And then they just snapped it in there.
I watched the player, the fan footage, you know, when they record it. It annoys me that they're recording it, but there's nothing better than, go on, go on, go on. Like that, I love that. I can get an erection over.
Yes, but you love that, but at the same time, you hate when somebody do record.
Yeah, it you should be watching the game.
But you're watching, just recording it.
Like even if you're a cameraman, just watch the game, man.
I don't think this stuff. You remember that time we watched the Sweden game? So I put it up for the Zlatan goal.
Yeah,
perfect. It was just a free kick. Just put the phone up. We're watching it. We're standing there watching it. Like, come on, come. It's not like I'm watching the phone. It's like, what's going on here? Yeah. I mean, it's just there. You're watching it there at the same time.
But I kind of get it. But I still have a blame because when I was at, you know, the Euros, I took up my phone and like, okay, maybe this is a scoring chance.
Yeah.
And it kind of, you're still there, but you're still on the screen there, right? And you miss... It's like a lot of, you know, the atmosphere and everything.
I think you kind of build some. Remember that free kick going? We're like, come on, we're standing there holding it together. We're standing
there holding the flag
together.
We had no pants on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So we're holding
the stadium was your apartment.
No.
Okay.
It was quite empty around us.
We weren't even there. He just fooled me.
He stood in the roof.
It was a big green screen, right?
Like the game we saw, the end of the game we saw the other day, the Dschepping against Bayern, against Hammarby. Yeah. I fucking hit. We were like, what division are they in? Yeah. Because literally, there were no.
There was a four-story apartment, and on the second story, there's a guy just sitting on his balcony, just watching the game.
But that's it wasn't nearby. It was literally, I mean, corner flag. If you fell over, you'll hit the building.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's
a
amazing
point for the apartment, right?
So I'm wondering.
Brilliant view. You see the left stand of whatever.
No, it's good seats. I mean, if that was a normal stadium, you were sitting just, you know, and in the curva of the stadium. So
they and then there was a run by the Bayern player got tackled, and there was a fan there in the pub who just went. Straff! Yeah. Straff! And you're like, honestly, mate, like, I there's a few Huddersfield fans saying, why was the goal disallowed? That really offside goal.
Yeah.
But there is no way that's a straff.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the thing with watching games in pubs.
Yeah.
Because we've had experience this week. We've seen Milan.
Yeah.
And you lost your brain, like walking around touching the salt, and you wanted
hitting tables.
You got real threatened by the Lazio fan who's 100 meters away. What? You're like, whatever, mate, we're Milan. When he left to the toilet, and you're like, I hope he didn't hear me, you know. And then Huddersfield, Man City, we watched on Saturday as a group.
Yeah, and you sang a Millwall chant for some reason.
I didn't sing it.
Okay.
There was Millwall fans there.
I don't see any difference between, you know, people talking English. Native Englishmen, I don't see.
Wow. Racism. It's funny that you can say it in the language of English.
Mm.
Like, it's don't English people, no, I don't understand that different. What
my people did for you, you should never forget.
Yeah, I will never forget.
They taught you to build
there's
the railroad.
There's a lot of movies, documentaries.
Without him...
There's a lot of coolies still, to be honest.
Without his personal family, you'll be riding a cow and not a train.
Yeah, I actually ride a cow.
Do you?
Yeah.
Have you ridden a cow?
Is that strange for you?
That's very male. That's male chauvinism.
Not in a sexual way. That's just...
Why would it be sexual?
Why wouldn't it?
You guys love cows there, don't you?
We just love them.
So, really interesting when you watch it in the pub. Do you prefer being at home watching it?
Yeah. I mean, I prefer if it's just we watching the game, that's fine. But I don't like it where, like, oh, me and Timmy and Jimmy and Connie and Sonny and like 5, 6, 7 people I don't know, we go to a pub. And then we just sit there because I'd rather sit at home with like one or two of them.
He gets so angry with opinions as well.
No, either by myself.
Yeah, I agree.
He does, man.
No, but I also...
like Spurs. We met a Spurs fan one time and he didn't have the Rain Man knowledge of the deal.
He's fucking...
So he was like, oh, who's that player? He's like, you call yourself a Spurs fan?
That never happened.
You know,
but
it was like ridiculous.
But you know what? I get it.
Yeah.
The only difference is I'm mature enough to not say it to the guy, I'll be like, okay, I'm not going to
listen. But I don't either.
I just saw a reconstruction video here.
No, that time at the O'Leary's with the... But he was drunk out of his head. There's nothing to do. He was one of his James's friends, was an Irish guy.
Oh, okay. Then I know everything.
We sat there. He's like, oh, it's about Spurs too. And then he knew absolutely shit, which is, you know, fine, you don't know. You can support a team without knowing. But he was jammering. He didn't fucking...
Jammering, new word. Yeah. Okay.
Jammering, hammering.
Carry on, LL Cool J.
He was just talking.
Yo, I'm jammering.
Wow, that was the widest shit I've seen in my entire life.
Why was it?
The way we were holding your air.
Yeah, and I was mixing it.
What kind of mix is this? Are you smacking a baby?
What are you mixing?
More cream. Yo.
All right.
And then he was just drunk and screamed. So he was annoying. But yeah, I do get annoyed when somebody sits... It's annoying sitting beside somebody who's just talking about something that is completely shit. It's like sitting beside a Trump supporter.
Yeah. No, but welcome to my world for 2 years now.
Yeah, but why are you still doing it?
Because I love you.
You see? I didn't love that guy.
I don't need to see this, guys. Can we just,
I'll put your pants on.
So FA Cup.
FA Cup. So Lincoln, the result of the round. Middlesbrough beating Oxford 3-2, left it late. Chelsea, very workmanlike, beating Wolves.
Yeah.
Millwall was another shock.
Yep.
Again, Leicester. Again, Ranieri. I think Leicester fans are secretly hoping he resigns.
I think so as well.
They don't want to see him sacked.
No. I agree.
They're hoping that he just goes, I can't do it.
I think both him and the club and, you know, the fan, maybe not the fans. I agree on the fans. But I think, the management and also Ranieri are... Too deep into this, so they will see him through whatever happens. I just think that would be the case. I think they're hoping that they can save him because it's starting to be all about him. To be honest,
and
it's not totally fair, but in the end of the day, it's not totally fair because. It's also some of the players, I think it's also, a kind of a... First of all, being in Europe, not a good thing for them. Also, a lot of these players, maybe just a one time, you know, one hit wonders.
What do you reckon? Player. What's his reputation in Italy?
He's Mr. Tinkerman. Yeah. He's always been known as number two, and he is respected, but he would never.
Not for a top
he's,
job.
Yeah, he's always an interim.
And the thing with Leicester, if they do go down, they've got loads of money. They've got big investment. So, and now the problem, luckily when they go down, they'll go down. Yeah, but if they go down, a lot of these players will be on big contracts. So it might be a weird transition. But we've talked about it before. I think Ranieri, maybe in the long run, he might say, "Look, I've done as much as I can. Get someone else in and ding-a-ling, ding, ding."
Yeah,
I think he will be there in the end of the season, and I think they will just make it.
Yeah, there's still a lot of bad teams around who's having poor form as well. But
right now they're a sinking ship. There's absolutely no light at all.
Field Town, talking of non-shit, 0-0. Yeah, and we did well. When I think back, we matched them in all places.
You could have won that.
Yeah.
With a little bit more luck.
So we go to a replay now, which is Middlesbrough away, if we beat City, which is a big ask. And then on Sunday, we saw Tottenham Hotspurs. 3 from Kane.
Yeah. Fulham were really... We had a really good game,
I was surprised with Fulham.
But it was really comfortably...
With Fulham. They're one of the teams that play football in the Championship. They're one of the teams that you can play and they can beat you 4-5-0. They can, on their day, but they just didn't turn up. And
it was funny. It actually looked like we look when we have a bad day. They try to play out of the back and make mistakes. The passing, we pressed them. Many easy mistakes. We should have been, honestly, 4-0 up at halftime.
Is it Kane, 22 goals in 20 derbies now?
Yeah, he's an unbelievable derby player. And he scores against every team. That's funny. He's scored against everyone he played against. It's funny.
And then Zlatan came on. Quite a massive substitution. Zlatan and Pogba will bring him on.
And straight when they come on.
They're doing the same thing all the time. And people have... Because the timing is so good. Yeah. You can't really defend against that. It's, course, 4 out of 5 times that will be offside. But when you time it, it's impossible. You need to press Pogba. And people aren't doing that because they're afraid that they'll get,
Here's a question. What kind of do you remember any double acts like that that you like? Because sometimes in teams, they create two players finding each other that are not the natural thing. Like Spurs is Alderweireld and Dele Alli. That happens all the time. He finds him from the back and he makes a run.
Yeah.
And that's why he's good. And I remember one of my favorite words, Kevin Phillips, Niall Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
That was so brood and, old school, just a long ball. But it was just the timing of when he took the run and when he headed the ball. Anybody can win a header. And, but it was just... I think he scored 32 goals that season, Kevin Phillips. I think 24 of them was direct pass from Niall Quinn, which was just... All the goals look the same.
I think Gerard Torres was amazing. When they were on fire.
Amazing.
Suarez and Gerard as well. They played well together.
And it's not dissimilar what I wanted to say is, but in Italy, not taking the most common, Inzaghi I would say in... when Luca Toni and Gianpaolo Pazzini were together.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was fucking incredible. Mm. And, both are...
So pretty, physical.
Yeah, both so are physical. And great headers, but still, they just managed to tear shit up that season.
Yeah.
And, that was brilliant.
Actually, we'll look on Sundays.
Yeah.
I watched Milan. Juve had won 4-1
on Friday,
and then Roma had won as well.
Napoli won, Inter won, Atalanta won. So everyone ahead of Milan won, and the ones just behind Milan were the opponents.
So Fiorentina,
So it was a really, one of those games that would tell, okay, which one of these teams would be the last one to get in the race for the European spots.
Yeah.
So it was, maybe you guys can share.
I thought the pace was a lot.
it was a lot quicker than the Lazio game.
Yeah.
I don't know if you set up for a draw there or, but at home, they seem to be a lot more.
And a lot of two essential players coming back.
Yeah.
You know, what we failed to discuss last time was five Italian national squad members missing from our squad, from our team. That makes
really
it huge.
To say it?
That, yeah. Okay. But now, and still, three of them are gone. No, four of them are gone. So we you know, the team you saw against Lazio, it was not even the B squad. It was, you know, it was not the Milan I've seen this season. This was more like Milan, pretty
his
good
first,
at times,
first
high paced. Yeah, De Lofeo's goal.
Mm. Yeah.
So go on. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought they. It's funny how safe they look, and then they nearly got done on the counter.
It was,
I think, in a wee way, to me, they looked like they were chasing the third goal.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they were like, "What?" You know. And then when they gave away the free kick in the last minute, I thought, here we go. And I was watching it going, I was going to be heartbroken here. They're going to get one.
Yeah.
But I like that. I kind of like that because they're good at it, usually, Italian teams.
But not Milan.
No, exactly. I'm just going to say that.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I like it when teams are really good at it. But it hurts to see because I felt for a minute there I thought, oh, this is going to be like a Spurs version of a defending here.
So then
you go in the boss 10 minutes think, you know what, I'm going to hold this. But some teams are just not good at it.
And to be honest, you know,
I think
it would be better if we had, you know, Gomez playing with Paletta. Paletta is regular. Gomez
did
Gomez
Paletta
is,
play against Lazio?
No. Every time.
He was class.
Thanks. No, I don't know why I'm thanking you. Gomez is terrible. Every time he has the ball or the ball comes to him, I'm scared out of my life. So we need our two regulars. And that is an okay kind of, you know, defensive line. But without Romagnoli and Paletta in the back four, we're pretty much...
It's funny. It's just so important. Even sometimes when you think, like, it doesn't matter if you put pressure or the midfield... Everybody plays well around your team when you have your settled central defenders.
Yeah.
When you have the settled, everybody plays better.
That's true.
Because you have
stability.
The confidence.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just, we had two bad games to Spurs, right?
Yeah.
In a row. It's like, I hope this is a blip. And now, not that many changes. Three changes, you know, from the starting. It was basically starting 11.
Yeah.
Just a couple of wings came in and stuff. But then Fertonga was back from injury. First game back from injury. Alderweireld has been back for injury for a while and looked better now. The two of them together last night, it just looks, everything looks just so easy. It looks like they're not going to score if we don't make a huge mistake.
Yeah.
And we just look, so, everybody looks better. The midfield looks so much better with the central defense. Like, I think the trust is there as well. And the way they play the ball out of defense. And same thing for Milan.
Yeah, two interesting things I'm, you know, taking from this game is basically the first thing is the first half, Milan could have scored third.
Yeah.
Montella went in. Montella, with the history being at Fiorentina, and Fiorentina still, okay, they have another coach, but they have a kind of a club mentality that they always play possession, and they've been doing that for several years. So what he thought was the right decision in halftime was, okay, let them have the ball. We will counter them. Mm. Let us, and that's not. We don't have.
Well,
the squad for it. We had.
But they should have scored.
Yeah, well,
he missed an open goal.
They should have scored, and also Milan had, you know, Bakka. He looks so. He doesn't look like a football player, and he's out of confidence. He's getting booed at the games. He is not going to be at Milan at the end of the season. And to be honest,
we talked about this a couple of weeks ago.
Because I've seen him. I've followed his career, okay? So I've seen him in Sevilla, and I've seen his first season and this beginning. You know, he scored three in the first game, in the opening game. He is a great... He is a good striker.
And then, listen, he's a good striker, but Bakka...
He shouldn't be at this place.
Yeah, when we had this discussion before, when I said, Bakka, I don't think he should be in Milan. I said, you say he's a great striker. I said, that is sometimes not enough. You know, a player can just be at the wrong place at the wrong time, and it just something... It just feels something is wrong. He never has... Since he came to Milan, it never seemed like it's going to work. You know, it just never seemed to me it's going
to
work.
Just seems to be taking like one step forward, two step back.
Yeah.
You know?
So, but
now you're seventh at least. Well,
yeah, and we...
It's four points off from...
Yeah, and actually, you know, upcoming fixtures are Napoli against Atalanta and Roma against Inter. Okay. So, hopefully... I'm hoping now Napoli would surely beat Atlanta, and I hope Roma beats Inter, because we won't compete with Roma and Napoli. It's a different level. We are not even close.
So you're hoping it's to finish fifth, I'm guessing.
Fourth or fifth. Think fourth is possible. And I think, you know, maybe we can make this announcement. We all are going to the Milan Derby, and maybe that game would be the decider. I'm not saying it would.
Could be interesting if it would. Yeah, it's just 4 points. It's 4 points differing between Inter.
Yeah,
I hope there's something on that game when we're there.
No, but it's
imagine if
it's
you're going like 12 to be magical. Points off.
But I just remember that if we go there, and I was like, yeah, we go. But then I just realized that his brother is Inter supporter, so we will basically go.
If you think I'm a salt shaker, he's. I don't know what he shakes. He shakes the earth. He's crazy when Inter scores. He will like, yeah, he like, you'll see.
It can't be worse than you, is it?
He's much worse.
Well, we saw him in France.
It's got 0-0.
Yeah, you've seen him in France.
So. But I thought we have to be neutral.
No, I'm Milan.
Yeah.
Steve is with us. But
what the fuck?
He's way bigger, man.
Okay. What?
He's a bigger soul check as a bigger person. I don't want to be eaten by Shivi. I'm Krishna, man. I'm supposed to be in some kind of...
Let's have a look now. La Liga, Barca won in the last minute with a penalty from Messi. I don't know how important that goal is going to, you know, it's quite an amazing... Bale scored for Real Madrid. Yeah. They continue to fly. And Sevilla as well with... they've kind of changed their formation a bit and put Nazri, and he seems to be coming to the fore again.
Yeah.
So...
I think I really like the squad that Sevilla has, and I hope the...
How did they play Nasri, you mean?
I think
the false nine?
I think he's playing a bit more forward.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it looked really good. And also Atletico Madrid finding form again, I think, could, as said earlier, they could be really dangerous this year as well.
Mm. Let's have a look at the Champions League, because they're in the Champions League this week. It's Leverkusen away.
Yeah. And Leverkusen, one of those...
Actually, we didn't talk Sutton Arsenal tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a plastic pitch.
Yep.
If Sutton beat Arsenal, will Wenger be sacked?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
He won't get sacked.
No, he won't get sacked.
I think he'll get sacked.
No.
I think it will be the end.
No, not sacked.
Mutual. But, if they get knocked out by Sutton, he's gone.
Mutual consent or something.
Yeah. So are we hoping for that?
Or he'll announce, because he's announced that
he'd rather stay, he says.
Yeah, he says, Ferguson had things to do. I don't have any things to do. I'm like younger than him. I've got another 3-4 years in me. I want to coach next year if it's at Arsenal. He's going to continue.
Yeah, yeah.
He's carrying on.
Yeah. What a nightmare.
Yeah, because he said that he's going to coach wherever he's going to coach. And then the next article came out was, but I want to stay at Arsenal. So he wants to, if he gets a contract extension, he will stay.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
So it's up to the board.
It's a nightmare for me, and I don't even like Arsenal. Why is that? I just, I just feel it never ends.
It's like you're watching someone miss a bus.
I need change in my life. I need change in their life. I need change in, like, this is like, if they choose to just to go with him, I want to hear why. I just need an explanation.
As a football fan, and I really liked Arsenal for a while there. I think it would be just so good for football if Wenger moved. It'd be like getting a new club, basically. Yeah. You know,
he would go to like.
That means it's getting.
He would go to like France.
I'm sorry. I started to like this more and more. It's just great. This is great entertainment. This movie has been going on for
big,
4 years.
Why is your dick out?
No,
big
too hard.
Big rumors.
Big was a good thing to say.
Big rumors about the Barcelona, like Klopp or Poch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's stuck here and there. I think
you won't be laughing if Poch leaves.
No, of course not.
No, you'll be crying.
He will stay
and
forever.
Wenger goes to Spurs.
I think Poch will sooner or later. His next job, if he takes over, well, as he said, is PSG. That's what he said before. But I think they're settled. I don't know if he will go that quickly to Barcelona. I don't think Barcelona will... Will Barcelona take a manager like that who hasn't won anything? Well, they did it before.
Guardiola, Enrique, Espanyol.
And he wouldn't go to Barcelona.
Of course they'll take him.
He would go.
I think
Barcelona.
He'll... No, I think he's more bound of the...
Don't make him a, like, legend of Barcelona. He's just a fucking... Guys,
he hasn't won anything.
No, I think he's more likely to, in that case, go to like a Real Madrid if he had a pick. I think he'd rather go to Real Madrid.
I think he'd rather go to
Madrid.
Barcelona.
After Espanyol years, no way.
No, but
he'd rather go there.
I think he'd rather go to Barcelona than PSG.
Do you know what, mate?
I'm just going off
sadly,
this interview.
Sadly, no, mate, I can see him at Barcelona.
Of course, he can go to Barcelona.
Like next season.
Yeah, I think
a deal is in the making.
I can just see him at the Camp Nou.
No,
crying, with tissues.
I don't know where the hell you're going. You're just talking and I'm concurring.
And you get Ranieri. You guys
it's
get
just,
Ranieri.
I can talk to you because he's out of his head. He thinks Ranieri is like Guardiola.
Right.
Times two.
Atletico Madrid go to Leverkusen and Monaco City.
Yep.
City at home for the first leg.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Monaco.
You'd never know in Monaco.
Monaco, top
about,
of the league.
Yeah, we've talked about them before. So you don't really know how good they are compared to like a lot. You know, you don't know. To be honest, I don't know if Monaco or City are the favorites in this leg. In the home leg, City.
I've seen
but,
Monaco.
You know, in a double fixture, I think Monaco might be the more. You know, they've been good all season. City is way. Much.
This is a massive call, but I think it's a really two-legged game. That I think there'll still be something to go back to Monaco with.
I think Monaco will score for sure, and it's depending on how good is City in the first half.
But they're flying in the French league, and then you look at someone like PSG who's doing all right.
Drop
in the French
point,
league.
But talking about French league,
yeah.
They drew against Toulouse at home.
Yeah.
Nice won, but Balotelli was apparently so shit that his sending off actually was better for his grade of that game than if he was
third sending off.
Third sending off, one has got rescinded for sure, but he was absolutely shit. So he's in a really bad spell at the moment there again. So he's not, what it says, it's February, he's not going to stay. That's what it's.
But it's like
saying.
18 games I think he's played, he's scored 11 goals and he's had three sending offs. So. His season's all right, but he really...
It was amazing.
Yeah.
His season was amazing. Now it's good,
but
the three... It's two sending offs. The third one doesn't... He was rescinded. So he's got two sending offs. But the fact is that he was so poor last night and that he was complaining. He's running, wasn't... He's back to that shit Balotelli at the moment. So I think, you know, that's not good. I mean, if he had a good half year, if he would continue 3-4 months, he would get a good deal somewhere.
Yeah.
Now you're going to think chance again. Is it a one season solution?
Yeah.
Here and there. But then Monaco is not clear 3 points on top of the league at the French league. So even if PSG came back in Champions League, 0-0 home to Toulouse is a fucking... You can't do that after beating Barcelona with 4-0. It's just very, very stupid.
City have a lot of players coming back. They did make changes.
Look to me. That's a game on the day. It's easy.
What
City would turn up, and will Monaco? I've seen Monaco a couple, and Europe this season as well. Monaco was in the Tottenham Champions League group, of course. did great there as well, and in the league they're doing well. As I said before, it's a really interesting team, Monaco. A lot of young players.
I thought they looked good against Spurs at Wembley.
Yeah, they look good in both games. And the money they've spent, Monaco, they spend a lot on youth. It's funny. Bernardo Silva's played this, an absolutely unbelievable player. He will go somewhere special next season, I think. So I think that's good.
It's two fixtures there that I think could go either way.
Yeah, I still think Atletico Madrid.
Time of the year again.
Yeah, exactly.
They always seems to hit a lot of teams dip in certain areas. Atletico Madrid past 3 years, they hit form here.
And you know, a team of Atletico Madrid's kind of the way they played, it doesn't suit normal German teams, and even not Bayern Munich too good, because German teams like to go pretty much high tempo, gung ho. They like to exchange a lot of the ball, and doing that against Atletico Madrid is suicide. They are really tight and they are really good on the counter. So I think, you know, maybe they can get a goal at home. I think Atletico Madrid will be too strong in the end. The other fixture for me is it's an open game. And to be honest, I think Monaco will go through. Maybe on penalties, but that's my prediction.
Yeah, I think that's 50-50. I have no problem seeing Monaco beating City.
Leverkusen struggling in the league.
A bit better now. They were struggling even more in the beginning. Yeah. But yeah, it's not a great year for them.
No.
It's not. But I'm talking about great year. Last night, Emil Forsberg scored one, set one up. It was very great goal. So simple. Just he looked. That's a class kind of finish.
And he just penned a new deal with Leipzig. So let's see.
Maybe
they know he's going away. Maybe they're just securing that they get the right money for you.
absolute pleasure.
We'll be back on
Thursday. I won't be here. I'm up in Norrland.
What are you doing there?
I'm doing four shows, work in progress shows.
Yep.
Where? Days.
Sundsvall, Jokkmokk, Asbjørn.
What?
Asbjørn?
Are you doing a lesbian up north?
And then
was she converted?
And then
your wife know?
Where's the last one?
Seriously, what is that city?
Go to alpitcher.com. That's where you need to get the information. But four dates.
You know who should go to alpitcher.com? Alpitcher.
Wow.
It's funny, it was 4 days and one of them was a lesbian.
Yeah. That's basically the main event.
It's been a tough day for us all, folks. Enjoy your week. These fuck nuts are back on Thursday. I'm sure they'll find a way to argue what paint is used on this fucking table.
Black.
I would say it's brown.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. So, Poch de Barca is the name of the pod.
Yep.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.